WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbite. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or Star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Good afternoon. I am Nick Francesco.
I am Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Reticent Rob Linton is on the buttons, and welcome to June of 2002. It is the 1st of June, and we will be taking your calls at the aforementioned numbers as soon as we have done the news, and we will start with Dave.
Gotta get done. This mic's got it.
Maybe we'll start with Steve, who actually is ready. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, we had some... Good thing there's not cameras in this.
Yeah,
studio.
Really. I mean, I got to get down here just about on top of the counter to listen to the mic, folks. For you, if you can't see this because, of course, we're on radio, but you adjust the mic way up, and then all of a sudden, as you're talking, it slowly sinks, and it's just about down on the countertop. But,
yeah, that thunk you hear is when it hits the counter.
Exactly.
But anyway,
thank God we're on radio.
Yes. The Entertainment Electronic Expo, affectionately known as E3, took place about a week ago in Los Angeles, and it's the largest video game trade show in the world. And all the video game companies, the PlayStation, the Dreamcast, the Nintendo, the Gamebox, everybody's there showing their console games. But it's also a big showcase for computer game companies and a lot of the crossover games that go from consoles to computers. And Apple was there in big force, showing off a lot of the new games that are coming out for the Mac, including Doom 3 and the return to Castle Wolfenstein. There's a classic oldie coming back.
Yeah. Wolfenstein.
Frankenstein. It's all
Wolfenstein.
Max Payne is a reality-based first-person type game. And there's a couple of things that are really spurring the game development on the Mac. And the first is OS X and how easy it is to program and cross over between Windows and Unix and OS X for the low-level programmers, and a new translation company, Wolfpack Studios, that have written this really cool new patch to be able to translate a game between console, PC, and Mac really fast. And they're coming out with this new massively multiplayer online game, it's even hard to say, called Shadowbane, which basically, a lot of people are used to network games where you have five or six people on the network. Well, these massively multiplayer games, you'll have tens of thousands of people in the same game all over the world. So it's really pretty slick. Lineage is the other one. 4 million users will play Lineage at any given time.
That's more than like EverQuest and all those others, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's amazing to see these massive multiplayer games running. And Apple's got a game site on their website, apple.com/games, basically to show off and highlight all the new games that are coming out. Warcraft 3, where they've added a bunch of new races, where you have to play each of the five different races to get through the whole game. So it's really pretty slick. The other thing I wanted to mention is that Apple is highlighting a new specialist in town, which happens to be Jesse Group, the company I work for.
All right.
We're celebrating our 10th anniversary with an open house, and Apple is sponsoring the specialist demo days, June 10th through 15th, so that's coming up week after next. We're going to have seminars from Apple on the Digital Hub, their iApplications, seminars from Adobe on the Design Collection, Photoshop, InDesign, Illustrator, etc., Kodak, and Xerox. You can get more information at our website, jessegroup.com.
Well, that's it for the news.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead, quick.
No, I think that was it. For you folks, I've been popping up quite a bit that are running McAfee and update to 6.0. We have a fix for that problem. If you're booting your machine, you've just installed McAfee 6.0, before you do that, you might want to go to the WHAM 1180 homepage. Click on our faces and check out down on the lower right-hand corner. We have a fix that if you're having problems with McAfee 6.0 and how to resolve it.
And very quickly, there is a big security hole in Excel. There is no fix for it yet. So if you get an Excel spreadsheet from anybody, do not open it. We are going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, me, Nick Francesco on the longest-suffering running computer show on the air, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
If you're a PowerPoint or 35mm slide user, then remember this name, Visual Horizons. They'll make 35mm slides from your PowerPoint presentations or your digital camera files. They've got complete slide duplication and slide film processing capabilities. And of course, they only use Kodak film and chemicals. Visual Horizons offers a complete line of media and CD packaging options, including the all-new 12-color DuPont Tyvek CD envelopes, as well as over 5,000 sizes of peel-and-stick, vinyl, and paper storage products. Visual Horizons is a family-owned business with over 30 years' experience in Rochester. Go online right now to visualhorizons.com to check out their free catalog and software center. Visual Horizons, 180 Metro Park, across from MCC, or call 424-5300. You'll be amazed at what they can do. Visual Horizons, a name you can trust for all your 35mm slide and media storage needs.
The same hopes, the same dreams. We face the same challenges. That's why when it comes to helping you protect all you work for, nobody does it better than your neighborhood State Farm agent.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.
I'm sure my bank would have given me a good mortgage, but I went to LendingTree instead. I filled out one simple form and got four offers back within hours. After all, having a good offer is good, but getting a better offer is better.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
I got one.
It's huge.
Hold on, man. Reel it in. Don't jerk it.
The line's gonna snap.
I can see it.
What kind of fish is it?
That's no fish.
The big taste of jumbo shrimp is back at Red Lobster. Whoa. Mix and match any two mouthwatering flavors. Crunch fried, crispy coconut, or savory scampi. 12 jumbo shrimp for just $12.99.
Quick, put on your...
Safety strap.
Jumbo shrimp are here for a limited time. Red Lobster, go overboard.
Private Eye Kinsey Millhone is back on the case in the number one New York Times bestseller by Sue Grafton. P is for peril. Newsday says P is for peril crackles with suspense and pops with surprises. The Los Angeles Times Book Review declares Kinsey Millhone gets better every time. Entertainment Weekly calls P is for peril engrossing, mystery at its best. And the Wall Street Journal says book for book, this may be the most satisfying mystery series going. P is for peril by Sue Grafton in Valentine paperback.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Alamann K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. 50,000 watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And Rob Linton is on the button. And I was just thinking, we have a radio station that's 80 years old. They've got the longest running show in history, Doc and Katie.
Katie,
God
bless them.
50 years. The longest running computer show. Apparently I wasn't going anywhere with that. Finally, we're getting to the phones now. Bruce from Henrietta, welcome.
Excuse me, looting. I'm the longest calling individual or something here.
That's where I was going. And you're our first call so many weeks, but it's not Geek Week. What are you calling for?
I'm calling because I have a question for Steve.
Holy cow.
Maybe you guys can help box up. I was at the Ham Fest before the storm hit yesterday morning and managed to get a Mac for $5 and salvage some of the equipment out of it. And one of the things I got out of it was the hard drive. And it isn't quite functioning as I would expect. I'm putting it into...
How much function did you expect for $5? Just at a guess.
Well, not too much.
Okay, then.
But, the video RAM works. And, well, in any case, we digress. The Mac in question is a Quadra 605 with 160 megabyte hard drive with system 7.1 on it. And it came from a school. and I'm putting it into as a second drive in a Centris 610. And I put the jumper on to make it the second, or other than zero, SCSI ID of one. And yet, every time I boot up with the drive in and on at boot up, I get a message saying, you can't use this volume on this computer. And I've checked the start disk, and I've set it to zero, and it seemed to be like it's supposed to be. But for some thing I don't know about SCSI, it detects that there is another system on the other volume that isn't compatible.
Right, because it's from an older computer, whatever system's on that hard drive won't boot your relatively newer computer.
Right, but I have it set to boot from the drive that it was booting from. It's set to zero. I told it in the start disk setting, please start from this one. And yet it seems to be detecting the other one, which I don't want it to start from.
Yeah.
Well, it detects down, right?
Well, it's supposed to look at your startup disk control panel first and use the one you picked. And then
yes.
It's supposed to go to ID 0, because that's usually the internal hard drive. And then then it looks at 654321.
Right.
Right.
But sometimes it gets messed up, and one of the reasons we call SCSI Voodoo. A couple of things to try. Zap the PRAM, which makes it forget about any startup disks. And then,
okay,
with only your original disk in, boot it and make that set that to startup disk. The other thing you can do is, with the cover off, leave the second drive connected to the SCSI chain, but unpowered.
Well, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Prove that it's valid and works,
right,
and everything else.
That you boot the computer off your first drive.
Right.
And then power up the second drive.
And then you SCSI probe to mount it.
SCSI probe to mount it, and then erase,
yes,
that second system folder that's not bootable.
Right. That was my next. I didn't want to wipe that out quite yet, but yes.
Well, then don't erase it completely. Just unbless it. Take the system file out of the system folder, and
mm-hmm,
then the system folder is then unbootable, and it will ignore that drive again.
Believe it or not, I did that, and it still complains about it being there. That's what's so bizarre.
There must be, maybe there's more than one system folder on that disk. And
well,
it's finding the other one.
Maybe
you can usually, you can usually tell the blessed system folder, which is the one it will boot from, because it has the little Mac icon on the system folder.
Right.
But that's a couple of things to try. Once you get the machine booted off the first drive, then mount the second drive and take that system folder off. Because that system folder won't work on the computer you're using it in anyway, so it doesn't really matter if it's there. In fact, you can delete the system and Finder files, and then you can go through and weed them out.
I did do the suggestion, like you said, of with the cover off, adding the power to it after the system is booted, using SCSI probe, mounting it, and that's where I saw and just tried to unbless the system folder. So.
Yeah, you might want to do a find and see if there's another system folder on it somewhere, like
that
a previous system folder.
That I didn't try. Plus, it was still baffling that it was going to try that drive before it tried the drive I asked it to.
Okay, Bruce, give that a try. Thanks. Our next caller is Steve from Henrietta. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
A terrific show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have two laptops. One is a Mac iBook. However, the other one is a 98SE. I want to install Roadrunner. And I want to get a router. How do I do that? Do I need just one router? I don't mind plugging it and unplugging it.
Yeah, you just need one of the like the Linksys routers that you can get now for like $99. Has four or five ports on it and the built-in firewall.
And internet protocols, the TCP/IP, are cross-platform, and you need no additional software. Just plug each computer into the router. Set that computer for automatic addressing. In the Mac, it's DHCP server, and in the PC, it's
DHCP.
Well, it doesn't call. Well, depending on your 98, it's obtain a address from server. So the terminology is a little different.
Obtain IP address automatically.
Automatically, yeah.
Right, and then both of them will get it. What happens is the router gets its IP address from the Roadrunner cable modem.
Okay.
And so it connects to the internet. And then on the inside, you're running your own personal private network in the 192.0.0 range.
Okay.
And so it gives its own internal addresses to however many machines you hook up to it.
And it doesn't make any difference if one is a Mac and the other is Intel.
No.
You could
it
have
does
Linux
not matter.
Or any of the other Unix flavors or.
Right. I have PCs and Linux boxes at home. I have plugged a Mac into my network at home. It works perfectly. As long as you set it up to automatically obtain its DHCP address, you're good to go.
Now, do I need any virus protection for either?
Yes, yeah. Always. Okay. A firewall only prevents script kiddies from breaking in. It doesn't prevent you from downloading a file that has a virus in it.
Sounds good.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks. Our next caller, Victor from Rochester. Welcome, Victor.
Hi, Nick. Nick, I got Internet Explorer version 6, Windows 98, second edition. My problem is when I also have Hotmail. When I click on an email address, instead of going to Hotmail Compose, it goes to the Hotmail homepage. Is there anything that you can help me with?
When you click on what?
When I click on an email address, let's just email somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens is instead of site going to Hotmail and Compose email, it goes to the Hotmail homepage.
That happens generally. This is even after you've logged into Hotmail.
Yeah, I'm on Hotmail right now. I click on to email somebody, and I'm back to Hotmail home. Instead of Hotmail Compose.
Do you have cookies turned on? Are you saving cookies for Hotmail?
Good question.
Because you need to have cookies turned on for Hotmail.
Okay.
In order to save all those kinds of settings and things.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, how do I do that?
Well, what you want to do is you can go into your cookies file. Let me think now.
Yeah. We don't have it running here.
Depends on which browser you're running.
Right.
There's a setting, preferences, tools, options, something like that, to get into
Well, he's using Internet Explorer 6.
Yeah, tools, Internet options, then what?
Internet options.
Advanced, I think it is.
Advanced, okay.
Somewhere in there, there's a setting that says cookies. Always accept, never accept, except for this site only.
Okay.
Yeah, right, it's a custom level.
All right.
What you want to do is you want to go to Tools, Internet Options.
Right.
Click on the Security tab.
Oh, the Security tab, okay.
Click on Trusted Sites.
Okay.
Then go to
Custom.
Click the Sites button.
All right.
And add Hotmail.
Just add Hotmail.com or www.
Star.hotmail.com.
Okay.
And then that should do it.
Oh, all right.
Of course, then there's the issue of making Hotmail a trusted site with all the junk mail.
Well, I hate to tell somebody to make Hotmail a trusted site, but as long as that's actually going to be your mail system, then you kind of have to trust it, whether or not you trust it.
And especially with some of the stuff that they're pulling with agreements and everything else, the information that they're selling.
Exactly. Remember, if you've got Hotmail, to go into your preferences and turn off all those. Sure, send me spam.
Yeah.
Turn all those off.
Okay, so. No, it's www.hotmail.com. That's what I put in there?
I think so. What you've got Hotmail open. Take a look at what it is.
Oh, okay.
Might be HTTP. It might be HTTPS.
Okay. HTTP. Okay. Because I've got my old AOL in the bottom of that.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for? And you don't qualify for the jobs you like? Well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School, and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit ElementKCenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education. real opportunities.
What a wonderful town. We've had everything from the deluge to snow in the middle of May, but Rochester, being the wonderful town it is, just shrugs it off and says, love it when the sun shines. Love it when I get my fingers into the dirt. Love it when I can get out to Wayside Garden Center. I'll be there this weekend. They've got flats of annuals. That's 48 plants, thousands of colors in stock and ready to stick in your garden. All your favorites are there, plus some new ones that'll just knock your socks off. Don't know if it's just me, but when I see geraniums, I see summer. Wayside's got them in bud and in bloom, $1.99 each, $16.99 a dozen, plus bedding geraniums, full trays of 32 plants, just $19.99. There's 2,500 varieties of perennials in stock, and the Irish you love are on sale, $1 off each pot. The Wayside Nursery is fully stocked, and the azalea and rhododendrons are 25% off. Wayside Garden Center, 124 Pittsford, Palmyra Road, just past Lollipop Farm, on the web at waysidegardencenter.com, and we're open every day at 8:30.
1180 WHAM, Joe LaMonica. We are here at Agway Energy Products, 951 Jefferson Road. And Agway Energy Products wants you, yes, maybe you, to win a free Carrier Central air conditioning system. How would you win one, you might ask? Well, you need to stop down here. Come see us. We'll be here till 1 o'clock today, just a little more time for you to sign up to win yourself a Carrier Central air conditioning system for your home valued at up to $4,000. Agway Energy Products has been installing central air conditioning systems in households across Northeast for the last 70 years. They know their stuff. And not only can air conditioning and central air conditioning help save you money on your energy bills, well, it'll improve the air quality of your house, dehumidify and cool the air you breathe for complete comfort. We've also got some more passes for you to pick up for a special Wham! Sneak preview screening of My Big Fat Greek Wedding next Tuesday, June the 4th at the Little Theater. And you can sign up to win that $4,000 central air conditioning system from Carrier. We're at Agway Energy Products, 951 Jefferson Road. Be here for a few more minutes. Stop down and see us. Joe LaMonica for 1180 WHAM.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
This is Soundbites, and I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Wright.
Rob Linton is on the buttons, and Tom from Fairport is on the line. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Hi.
Hi.
Since the streets are clogged with these canal days traffic, I'm at home with my PC.
Excellent.
We should find someone with a wireless computer on a boat on a canal.
There you go.
On my kayak, yeah, that's it. I had to reload my computer completely since my virus hit, you know. So I'm looking at my Netscape 4.79 on Windows 95.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not getting the images. I'm at your, website. I'm getting the GIF image of the main logo, but not the other images.
Oh, yeah, that's not your fault.
GIF or something?
No, that's not your fault. Here's the problem. There is a problem with the current free type library, and until that gets replaced with 1.21, that's way more information you already ever needed, isn't it?
On the server,
yeah. That's what it's going to look like. And unfortunately, this server is not local, and it's not high on the list of what needs to be done to keep things running on for these folks. But I'm hoping to get it done very quickly, because that really is all it needs now is free type 1.21. We had the same problem on the Soundbites archives,
mm-hmm.
which we'll be talking about those later today, but you can find the link on our main page. And that's now fixed. They had exactly the same problem. That I do run locally, and I put 1.21 a free type on that and it fixed it. So it's not you.
Okay, so it's not my association. It's great.
No, it's not you at all.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You know, we could have drove them crazy and said, gee, you're the only one in town.
Yeah, right.
Everybody else is fine.
Right. But it isn't, and as soon as they get that fixed, it will all be good. Art from Brighton on the line. How are you, Art?
Hi, fine. I just wanted to, I discovered that what I thought was true is that there's somebody running one of these stupid virus hoaxes.
Yeah?
This time with JDBG.
Oh, yeah.
NGR.exe.
Yeah, we actually talked about that here a while ago.
Did you?
Yeah. It's the Java Database Manager inside Windows, and yes, it does have a teddy bear icon. So do not delete it.
Especially if you're developing Java programs.
Yeah. Exactly, right.
Well, I didn't delete it. I wasn't going to until I was sure that that was a virus. And
now, Art, here's the other thing, though. If somebody sends you a copy of it, that could very well have a virus attached.
Okay.
So dump anything that someone sends you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be looking for that.
Right. For those of you who did dump it, you can reload it from Microsoft's website. Go to their website, do a search for jdbgmanager.exe, and it'll take you to the page.
Very good.
Thanks, Art.
Righto.
Appreciate it. Our next caller, Roy from Pittsburgh. Welcome, Roy.
Hi, fellas. I have a quick question. Running Windows 98 and Zone Alarm Pro, and occasionally when I go onto the web, I get a alert from Zone Alarm Pro that says VCC.exe and my computer is trying to access the Internet. You want to allow it or not? I haven't allowed it, but I don't know what the program is. Does anybody have any ideas?
How current is your antivirus program?
Program is
wrong answer.
No, every day. Just I check it every day.
And the DAT files are updated?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It may be a Trojan horse rather than a virus, and not all virus protectors find it.
I don't know what it is.
There is a program called Verge, which is a role playing game that has that. There's the Vocom compiler.
Nope.
Do you have kids that might have installed an internet role-playing game?
No, I don't think so. And I don't have any internet role-playing games, to my knowledge, on the machine.
Do a search on your hard drive.
Compaq has the Compaq software patch system is also called VC. Are you running a Compaq?
I said VCC, Victor Charlie Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you running?
No, I'm not running a Compaq.
Nope.
What you can do to see if this won't cause any problems is find that file and rename it. So you could rename it vcc.exe underscore. So it goes EX, and then instead of the other additional E,
yeah,
you put an underscore. So it's no longer executable. And just let it run for a few days, see if that causes you any problems. If it doesn't cause any problems, then you can get rid of the program.
The other thing you can do is do a search for the file name itself and see what folder it's in.
And do a properties on it, and one of the properties is sometimes the full file name, the publisher name, so you might find out who put this program and where it came from.
Yeah,
especially if it's a legitimate program, all those fields will be filled out.
Right.
Well, I don't let it on the Internet, and it doesn't seem to cause any problems one way or the other.
Well, then you can set it to permanently not go on the Internet, and then see what happens.
Yeah, I'm just curious what it is. I thought you might know.
Now, I'm sorry. The problem is with a name like that, there's dozens of programs that use a file named that.
Okay.
And unless you can tell what subdirectory it's in, I can't really help you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Our next caller, Tom from Rochester. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I have SE, and I'd like to do is copy the CAB file from the CD to the hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I get at the CAB file on the CD?
All you got to do is put the CD in.
Yeah.
And you can go down. You'll see a directory called Win98.
Okay.
And you can depending on where you want to put them, you can just copy that whole folder. You right click on that folder that says Win98. Go up to your C drive over on the right-hand side, and right-click and say paste, and it'll copy that whole folder from the CD to the hard drive, and then you can use it from there.
Okay.
And that helps a lot when you're installing other programs that say, please insert your Windows CD, and you go, oh, crap, where is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more, where is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a standard procedure nowadays when you were doing 98, it was to create the folder off of the Windows folder. You usually called it Windows, then Options. And then there was CABs.
Right.
And you just copied all the contents underneath Windows 98. A CD to the CABs folder.
That's typical in the OEM installs when you buy computers, mm-hmm. but when you're building them yourself, a lot of people forget to do that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah. Our pleasure. Before we go on to the calls, let's talk a little bit about our website at soundbites.org. And Francis wants me to remind everybody that it's soundbites with a Y, soundbytes.org.
And a great store that you can visit and buy neat soundbite stuff. This hat is really cool.
It is a very cool hat. We have a we do have a store online where you can purchase items with the Soundbites logo. There's a hat. There's a great coffee mug. I personally use it every morning. And there's a travel mug that I take to work with me. And all of these items have the Soundbites logo created by Mr. Dave Enright himself.
Thank you.
And you can get to that from the Soundbites website down on the right. Scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a link to the store. And we'll be talking a little bit more about that after the break. But right now, we are going to go take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Correll business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I am Steve Ray.
Reticent Rob is on the buttons. He's not talking. He's got a microphone in front of him. Say something, Rob.
How's it going, Nick?
Excellent! I'm
bored now.
He's getting ready.
No one's
I know. We need calls. Call in. We're going to continue to talk
keep
a little
Rob
bit
busy.
About the website. We have a bunch of items for sale in the Soundbites logo store. So for those of you who love Soundbites, or for those of you who need T-shirts, underwear, and hats.
Mouse pads.
Mouse pads.
Aprons.
Coasters.
Tote bags.
Waterproof lunch bag. Cooler things. Big mugs, little mugs, stainless steel mugs, frosted mugs for your root beer, T-shirts, sweatshirts. It's all there with the Soundbites logo. Be proud to be a Soundbite. There's also should be a Frisbee up there, but I don't see it at the moment.
No home should be without at least
no
one
home
item.
Should be without any of these
at
items.
At least one item per person.
Many of these items, by the way, are going off sale soon. The frosted beer mug, the apron, the cooler, the visor, the golf shirt,
Frisbee.
The Frisbee, the ladies' tank top are all going off sale at the end of spring, so you don't have much time if those are the items you want. So you can buy them now at the Soundbite store. They're fairly well priced, I think, and we're pretty pleased about it. But before we go to the break, we're gonna not do anything but go to the break. Apparently, all right.
Well, if we got a moment, I'd just like to wish the folks good luck today. I was talking about it last week about the Mercy Flight run that's going on today out of Harz. The run should pretty much be on their way. Hope the folks had a good time at it and a safe trip. But when I left there was a pretty fair turnout, and it's just a great cause. Folks don't realize, how far they travel and help folks out when they really need it,
and
the hospital's a long ways away.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Those of you who are on the line, please hang on. We'll get back to you after the break on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
More news, more often. Check in 3, 4, 5 times a day to the news leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
So you're looking forward to a great summer season of sunning and funning. You open the pool, you throw in the chemicals, you turn on the filter, and in spite of your best efforts, the water in your pool's looking like it has the flu.
Oh, no.
Take your sick pool to Ace Swim and Leisure. At Ace Swim and Leisure, we know pools, we know chemicals, and we can prescribe the treatment your pool needs to get healthy again.
Take two of these and call me in the morning.
Ace Swim and Leisure, the pool experts. They make it easy to keep your pool healthy and low maintenance all summer long. Still on the fence about buying a pool? It's not too late. Ace Swim and Leisure still has time to get you up and running in time to enjoy what promises to be a great summer. For pools, pool chemicals and supplies, for spas, patio furniture, gas grills, and more, see Ace Swim and Leisure, the sunnin' and funnin' experts. Chila Avenue, Witten Place, Empire Boulevard, Webster, and in Greece on North Greece Road.
8 years of George Pataki, and New York is worse off than ever. Check the facts. High taxes. New Yorkers bear the nation's highest tax burden.
He's a liberal.
Out of control spending. Spending under Pataki is 45% higher than it was under Mario Cuomo.
He's too liberal.
Failing schools. Our public schools are failing to provide our children with a quality education.
He's really liberal.
Few new jobs. Upstate New York has the lowest job creation rate in the nation. That's why so many families are leaving home to find jobs elsewhere.
He's way too liberal.
That's why Monroe County Conservative Party Chairman Thomas Cook said, quote, I and others have been disappointed with Governor Pataki's philosophical record. He has drifted leftward, unquote. High taxes, out-of-control spending, failing schools, and a disgracefully low job creation rate. That's Pataki's liberal record.
He's so liberal.
George Pataki's not a conservative. He's not one of us.
He's a liberal.
Governor George Pataki, too liberal for too long.
Paid for by the Tom Golisano for Governor Committee.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
News Radio 1180. WHAM, Rochester.
Yes, news, I'm Cammie McCormick. Graduation day at West Point, and a warning from the president that in defending the peace, we face a threat with no precedent. CBS News correspondent Joey Chen is there.
The president kept the message focused on America's war on terrorism in his address to this year's West Point grads. And he gave a stern reminder to the cadets of the challenges they face entering the nation's service in a time of war. More than 900 cadets received diplomas and handshakes from their commander-in-chief. Congratulations for the job well done and appreciation for the tough job ahead. Joey Chen, CBS News, West Point.
The government's issued some new restrictions on blood donations, advising blood banks to turn away some potential donors who've lived in Britain or France over the past few years. The aim is to avoid the spread of the human form of mad cow disease. Jerry Squires is the chief scientific officer of the American Red Cross.
There has never been a case of transfusion transmitted mad cow disease. However, the American people deserve blood banks to be as safe and as cautious and as prudent as we can possibly be.
But one blood bank worker in San Diego says it will mean losing a lot of donors. Foreign nationals were taking flights out of India today on the advice of their governments. An estimated 60,000 Americans have also been urged to leave as the tensions between India and Pakistan escalate. In the Middle East, Israeli tanks have been on the move again, as CBS News correspondent Robert Berger reports.
Israeli tanks and troops entered a Palestinian refugee camp near Bethlehem today. It's the latest in a series of daily raids, which the army says are aimed at confiscating weapons and arresting militants responsible for suicide bombings. Israeli forces have also been operating in the West Bank towns of Qalqilia, Tulkarm, and Nablus. More than 100 Palestinians have been arrested.
Kennywood Park in suburban Pittsburgh is closed today after a vicious storm that killed one woman and injured at least 47 people, many of them children. The 80-mile-per-hour winds ripped the roof off one ride. Now the amusement park's Mary Lou Rosemeyer says they'll all have to be inspected.
There was damage to a number of other rides. One of the things that will go on today, and has already begun for that matter, is checking out all those rides.
You'd think this wouldn't go over particularly well in Seattle, but coffee drinkers there are willing to consider a proposed tax on espresso to pay for education programs.
I don't mind paying taxes. That's why we got streets. That's why we got police and fire department and everything else. And education's a big thing.
If I had the option to say no to something right now and somebody getting more from me, I'd probably say no.
The 10-cent tax is being proposed by a group of child care advocates. It estimates it could bring in $7 to $10 million a year. This is CBS News.
We live where you live. We're a State Farm neighbor in your neighborhood.
challenges. That's why when it comes to helping you protect all you work for, nobody does it better than your neighborhood State Farm agent.
Like a good neighbor.
Arthritis pain travels fast and furious, racing through your nerves at breakneck speed. But you can fight back just as fast with the immediate power of Ultra Strength Bengay. Among leading brands, only Ultra Strength Bengay has three proven heating ingredients to soothe arthritis pain on contact. No other pain reliever works faster to help stop arthritis pain in its tracks. Ultra Strength Bengay, the fast track to arthritis pain relief. Use only as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with a WHAM News update. A two-year-old girl was seriously hurt when she was hit by a car last night on the city's northeast side. She was crossing Van Stalen Street with her grandmother when she was hit. Several people had to pull the car off of the girl. She suffered head and pelvic injuries. A Romulus teenager is dead from injuries suffered in a car crash yesterday in Seneca County. Sheriff's officers say 19-year-old Brian Lauterhost died at Strong Hospital. He was a passenger in the two-car crash in the town of Rick. Two other people were hurt in the accident. Lots of boats are docking along the Erie Canal in Fairport today. It's the village's annual Canal Days. Village Administrator Kenneth Moore says he's expecting tens of thousands of people for the event that runs through tomorrow afternoon. Yates County is opening its first ever animal shelter today. Opening celebrations are at the Shelter of Hope, and they began at 11 a.m. this morning. The community raised over $220,000 to renovate an existing home in a pet adoption center. We'll have a check of radar weather next. WHAM News Time, now 105.
News, business, weather, sports. The WHAM Midday News with Bill Lau and Paul Harvey.
Good day.
News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Share the same hopes, the same dreams. We face the same challenges. That's why when it comes to helping you protect all you work for, nobody does it better than your neighborhood State Farm agent.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I got one.
It's huge.
Now hold on, man. Reel it in. Don't jerk it.
The line's gonna snap.
I can see it.
What kind of fish is it?
That's no fish.
The big taste of jumbo shrimp is back at Red Lobster. Yeah. Mix and match any two mouthwatering flavors. Crunch fried, crispy coconut, or savory scampi. 12 jumbo shrimp for just $12.99.
Quick, put on your...
Safety strap.
Jumbo shrimp are here for a limited time. Red Lobster, go over...
True Value's Make Your Father's Day sale has everything he wants. Match Tech's 7-in-1 multi-driver, just $2.99. Another great bargain of the month at True Value.
WHAM's radar weather forecast for Rochester and west of New York. Sunshine mixing with a few clouds as we move through the afternoon. Later in the afternoon, perhaps a shower or a thunder shower. Breezy and warm with highs 80 to 85. Couple of showers or thunder showers in spots this evening, but the activity not as heavy as what we've seen over the past few days. Overnight, partly cloudy to clear and windy, the lows 50 to 55. Sunshine tomorrow, mixing with some clouds in the afternoon, a cooler day with highs in the low 60s. Clear to partly cloudy, a few degrees either side of 40 tomorrow night. And Monday, partly to mostly cloudy with some light rain developing and high temperatures only around 60. This is WHAM meteorologist Ken McKinley.
Nothing showing up in in-studio Rochester radar from News Source 13. Right now, downtown, partly cloudy skies, 76 degrees. More sound bites on the way next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Running computer show, Soundbite, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And reticent Rob Linton. He's not that reticent. He'll talk when he's got news to do, but he won't talk with us. On the, yeah, we're gonna, he's on the buttons.
We've got to give him time. You know, we'll slowly break him in.
We'll break him. We will break him. And
I
we're going
to have to tell you, I was at a graduation party last week, and somebody said, so you're reticent Rob Linton, huh?
Right.
So why don't you talk more on the radio? I was like, no, this is not happening to me.
Yes. All right. You see, we're going to make you famous in spite of yourself. And we're going to talk now to Nathan from Henrietta. Welcome, Nathan. What's your question?
Yes. I have an old PC running Windows 98 Second Edition.
Uh-huh.
I used to have an external modem, but that just died on me. So I thought I'd decide to buy an internal one. So I bought a PCI internal modem. I put in the card in, start up the machine, and it gets to the point where you first see your desktop, and then it would say discovering new hardware,
mm-hmm.
but it blue screens on me.
Could be an IRQ conflict. In other words, if you had this, you know, you said you had an external?
Yes.
And that was on COM2?
Yes.
What you want to do is, when it's booting up, go into the BIOS.
Okay.
And you can see, usually under peripherals and settings,
mm-hmm.
you click on there and you will see it'll either say serial 1 and serial 2 or COM 1 and COM 2, and you want to disable COM 2.
Okay.
You disable that because you don't need it anymore because you don't have the external modem.
Right.
And very few things other than a mouse nowadays use the serial ports. Just turn that off and then retry doing the modem.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next caller is Donald from Perry. Welcome, Donald. What's your question?
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi there.
I am running Linux.
Excellent.
I've got Mandrake and Red Hat both running.
Who?
Mandrake.
Yeah.
And Red Hat.
Excellent.
Do I need an antivirus with them?
There are beginning to be a few Linux viruses out there. It is more important, there's two things.
Yeah.
First, you want to make sure that when you are running Linux normally, that is to say on a day-to-day basis, you are not running as root.
Mm-hmm.
Save running root for when you're actually doing work on the machine.
Right, because it gives you all the access to everything.
Right. As long as you're running as a standard user, there's very little real damage you can do to your machine.
Okay. I'm running the hardware firewall, too, so that helps.
That helps. The second part of the problem, of course, is viruses in email. What email program are you running?
Linux, I think it's Evolution.
Excellent product. It actually works very, very, very similar to Outlook.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very wonderful product. I'm very impressed with it myself. It'll even talk to an Exchange server. It has very few vulnerabilities of its own, so your major area of exposure is in passing a virus on to other people.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
So there are a couple of antivirus programs available for Linux. I don't know that they're really necessary yet. Keep an eye on them. But as long as you're careful about what you open and pass on, you should be fine.
Okay, one more short question.
Sure.
With the hardware firewall, it's SMC.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a printer port on it. How do I access my printer through Linux? Because all the printer controllers are Windows.
Yeah, now I'm not familiar entirely with the SMC, but I believe it actually gives it an IP address.
Oh, okay, so I can, instead of using the printer controller that they use for Windows, just do it manually?
Exactly.
Okay.
All you need to know is the address to get to, and then the rest of it is the standard Linux printer setup.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you very much. Our next caller, Nick from Penyan. Welcome, Nick. What's your question?
Well, hello. Love your show.
Thank you so much.
Let's see. I have a cable modem, and basically, trying to be a little bit more paranoid, even though I'm running Zone Alarm, I unplug the Ethernet cable from the cable modem when I'm not on the Internet. Any problems with that, first off?
Other than eventually wearing out that little, clip, no. Yeah.
There also can sometimes be problems in reestablishing an IP address, that once you unplug from the router, your computer loses its IP identity when you plug back in.
That takes a couple of days for that to happen.
Right.
But eventually, there's a potential that it will not reestablish until you actually do a hard boot of your router in the computer.
Right. If you're really worried about that sort of thing, you can put a hardware firewall in there. Linksys, SMC, D-Link all make good ones for the home. $100, $150 price range, depending on how many ports you get with them. But if you've only got one machine, you can also run... you've already got Zone Alarm, and that's an awfully good protector.
Mm-hmm. Good.
If you were to go to the pro version for, what is it, $40 or $50 or some little price, you get even better protection. But you know, Zone Alarm itself is good. But certainly if you're paranoid, and there's no reason not to be paranoid when you're on the Internet, unplugging the cable modem for, you know, an evening or whatever is fine.
Yeah. One other quick question?
Sure.
With Partition Magic, I'm running Windows 2000 Pro. Are there any potential problems in running Partition Magic to make a DOS logical drive to run just games on that?
I believe with Partition Magic, you want to create a partition for DOS.
Yeah, so all the rest of 2000 runs in the NTFS.
Right.
System.
What I think you're going to have to do is within Partition Magic, they allow you to make the boot disk.
Right.
And from there, you'll have to boot with the boot disk, and then you can create that other partition and then set it up whatever way you want.
But there's no problem with having a DOS partition.
Correct.
And an NTFS partition on the same machine.
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
In fact, your NTFS, your Windows 2000 Pro system should be able to see the DOS partition.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another question, perhaps?
Very quickly.
Any way to get an Astra, a low-end Astra USB scanner to work any faster?
Upgrade to a different scanner.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Downgrade
your resolution. If you're only going to scan a small image to put on your website, scan it 72 dpi.
Right, but even with low resolution and small pictures there, boy, this thing is...
It's not designed to be a speed demon.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Our next caller is Dan from Webster. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Gentlemen, it's good to talk to you.
Well, good to talk to you, even though you called us gentlemen.
Hey, really? Who walked in the room?
What's up?
We've got a compact Presario running Windows 98 Second Edition, and it's a USB problem. We try to run the printer, it's a Lexmark, along with the mouse dies. We have done the update from Microsoft, so we're running the, we think it's the latest USB drivers.
What version of Windows was that?
Windows 98 Second Edition.
And you've got the latest Lexmark drivers also.
Ah, good.
That's something to try.
Yeah, and you did the USB update? There was an update for Microsoft for Windows 98 Second Edition, the USB patch.
Yeah, we did that last night.
Okay. And that may not show when you go to the Windows update site. You might have to find that manually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were able to find it manually by doing a Google search last night.
Right. That's the best way to find it.
The other thing that sometimes works is that most computers will have several USB ports.
Right.
And many times they're each on their own controller rather than a single controller for both ports.
Mm-hmm.
So if you try plugging each device into its own separate port and not going through a USB hub, that sometimes helps devices.
We are not running any hubs. This thing has four USB ports on it.
Have you tried either of the other two?
Yes.
Yeah, you might have.
Okay.
If you check your manual, you'll find out whether you have multiple controllers and how many ports are in each controller.
Okay. Would Compaq Cummy have any updates?
That's also a possibility.
Very
yeah.
possible.
And
very,
if so,
very possible.
Where do I find Compaq now that they're part of HP?
HP.com. Actually, the Compaq website should take you eventually to the same place. Yeah, but if you go to HP.com and choose drivers, there's a button that says, do you want HP drivers or Compaq drivers?
You might want to, like Steve was saying, though, check the Lexmar and see if there's any updated drivers there for USB support.
Will do.
That's the place.
Okay. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you. Our next caller is Wes from Brockport. Welcome, Wes. What's your question?
Well, I've got a couple of questions. I've been doing some systems updates. I'm running a Dell computer running NT4.0.
Yep.
And I was looking around. I bought a USB card because it advertised on the box that it had NT drivers.
Yeah.
I installed it, and it did not. So anyhow, when I put the card in, system came up, and I got a message saying, warning, one or more services didn't fail to start up.
Right.
And so I took the card back out, and I'm still getting that message, and I can't find out where the service control manager is looking to find that that device.
When you took the card out, did you also uninstall the hardware?
Well, it never installed.
Well,
as far as I can tell, so I guess the answer to your question is no.
Right. What you want to do is look in the device manager.
Okay.
And see if indeed this card is there with either a yellow or a red
exclamation mark
through it, and then delete it from there, because it's very possible that it found an unknown device. You may find it as unknown device.
Okay, I've looked at the device manager. I haven't seen that there. The event viewer shows the service control manager fails it during boot. But I didn't find anything in the device manager.
One other question for you. You say you're running NT4L. What service pack are you up to?
3.
Oh.
There you go.
You definitely want to get up, what is it, 6?
6.
I think 6A. There was going to be a 7, but they decided not to and made a 6A.
Right. And you need to download them soon. I would suggest you go to their site and download 4, 5, 6, and 6A. Install each one in order.
Well, I think you can skip 4.
It's not a good idea to.
Well, I thought you could. 4 was the one that. Was it 4 or 5? One of them that you could skip.
Yeah, but since I don't remember which one, it's best not to.
Yeah, better.
But that's probably your best bet at this point, Wes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
And it might solve some of his problems.
Right, that should fix a lot of problems, actually.
Okay, and actually, one of the problems with upgrading to the Service Patch 6A, I think it called for extra memory.
Right.
So I installed some new memory in my system, and now when I boot, I get a warning saying one or more of the memory DIMMs are out of revision. And it forces me to go into setup. I can go into setup and escape out, and it's fine. It finds the memory. It says it's all there.
Well, what you might have there, though, is if you got PC-100 memory in there, and if you went out and bought new memory, and that's PC-133.
Okay.
The 133...
Actually, it's PC-66, and the new memory I bought, it claimed to be PC-66.
There's also sub-revisions and different refresh rates in the PC spec.
The other thing you might try to do is put the new memory in the first slot.
I did that.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah. Because I bought a couple of 128s and I had a 64, so I moved the 64 down to the third slot and put the 128s in the first two.
Well, try taking the 64 out and just leave the two 128s in.
Okay.
And see if that fixes
that
the problem. It may
be
the 64
mismatch,
that's getting the error.
Yeah, mismatch.
Okay.
Okey-doke.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We are going to take another break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, the world-famous Reddison Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom-build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our store, conveniently located just off 490 at 793 South Goodman Street, or visit our website at microworks.com.
It's Monroe Muffler Brake and Services 45th anniversary. And from now until June 4th, everything's on sale.
Trust and confidence every day, the Monroe way.
Save $50 off brakes. Or how about our oil change for just $17.99? Need tires? Top brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, and Firestone starting as low as $4 for $99 until June 4th. Big savings on C-Plus mufflers and Sensitrac shocks, too. And so you don't get stranded on the side of the road, Monroe will check your battery, lights, coolant, wipers, and belts, and rotate your tires absolutely free. That's right, free until June 4th. That's value. Monroe Muffler Brake and Service, with prices well below dealerships and megastores. Stop in now and save big during Monroe's 45th anniversary sale.
Trust and confidence every day, the Monroe way.
Everything's on sale.
The Monroe way.
Has your retirement been jeopardized? Do stock market worries keep you up at night? Ever wish you could put your retirement dollars to work, really to work, without fear of losing your nest egg? Need a new way to invest with guarantees? Plan First Financial Services and AXA Distributors invite you to attend a free seminar on equity investing for retirement planning. The seminar is Tuesday, June 4th at 7 p.m. at the Lodge at Woodcliff. For information and free tickets, call 1-800-214-4746. Seating is limited, so call 1-800-214-4746. Today.
After playing to a packed house in 2000, Tim Sanders, Chief Solutions Officer for Yahoo, returns to Rochester to speak on love, the new trend in developing business relationships, building networks, and freely sharing ideas and expertise. The presentation is June 4th and is based on Love is the Killer App, the book Dr. Stephen Covey called clever, creative, yet immensely practical. For reservations and information, visit ebusinessassociation.org. Presented by the eBusiness Association and sponsored by the Realtors, WOKR News Source 13, Rochester Business Journal, Presentation Source, and News Radio 1180 WHA.
Soundbites, America's longest running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
So, how many other shows on Wham actually get insulted by their announcers? Just a question. Anyway, we're back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And over there, Rob Linton on the buttons. And Redison not on Rob. The microphone. We're going to talk. We're going to get back to phones in just a moment. But first, I want to talk a little bit about our website, soundbites.org. That's soundbites with a Y. You don't even have to remember that, though, because you can go to wham1180.com, go down to the lower left, and you'll see our lovely faces. Well, you'll see our faces. Click on that, and you can either send us comments or you can go to our website. Please don't send us questions through that link. We do not answer questions through that link. I just throw them away. I apologize, but we do this on the radio, not.
We have lives.
We have forums for you to post questions.
If you want to post questions to us offline, you go to the forums, which are at our website. You can come and join the forums and leave all kinds of... If you do join the forums, please tell us what city you're from.
Yes.
We'd like to know that.
It's amazing the number of folks that refuse to put in the city.
It doesn't have to be the city. You can say, like, upstate New York or western Pennsylvania.
Well, it's not like they're putting in an address that
right,
we can sit
right.
there and sell the information. We just want the city and state.
And we wouldn't anyway.
Right,
right.
Yeah. Read our privacy statement.
We just need to have a pin on our map.
Right, that's exactly what it's for. So if you are a member and you didn't put a city in, you can go back and do that by changing your profile. Our poll this week, we put up a poll every week. Last week's poll, which I seem to have lost here. I'll find it in a moment.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Last week's poll was the Soundbites archives. We do have archives up of the old shows. We got 183 votes. I want to thank you very much. The choices were love them, probably won't use them, and archives. And they fell out in exactly that order. 66% of you love them. I believe Argyle went around to everybody's ever known. Probably won't use them, 24% of you. And archives, 10% of you. But now you should know about the archives. We have them online. You can listen to the old shows. This week's show will be up next Friday. And the rest of the shows are up there, so you can go back and listen to your heart's content. And if you are a member of the forums, you also know about how to go and find the text list of what questions were asked what week. As for the soundbite, this week's poll is about the soundbite store that we talked about earlier. And again, the choices are love it, probably won't use it, and store. So far, it seems store is winning. We have 50 votes in already. Store is ahead with 21. Probably won't use it. It's catching up. Thank you so much. With 17 and a mere 12 of you have said you love it.
Well, probably part of the problem is because the page is so hard to read, I bet people are skipping over the rest of the news at the bottom.
Right. If you need to scroll down, and eventually I promise you this this problem with the graphics will be fixed. But if you scroll down, the second box on the right talks about buying stuff at the Soundbite store.
Well, we'll just have to shift that up to the top.
So please come. Yeah, I'll shift it up to the top. So please come and vote in the poll, check out the store. Please join the forums and join us online for some interesting questions, answers, and fun. But right now, we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Warren from Penfield. Welcome, Warren. What's your question?
Hi. I love the archives. I think they're great. I've started a couple times and get one or two of them going.
Thank you.
I got a question for Steve on the new iMac, the computer itself. I mean, it's all one little thing.
Right.
How do you get questions answered of things you know, because I have a clone of IBM that I want to bring things over and all that sort of thing. Is there a place you can do these questions to?
Well, here, for one.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's too many of them for that.
Well, there are certainly the forums we just talked about on the Soundbites website.
Okay.
There's a Mac. There's a forum specifically for Mac people, and they've been complaining lately that nobody's posting in the Mac forums. Well, you only have to post if you have a problem, and Mac people don't have problems.
Okay.
Or they don't recognize them as problems. I'm not sure which that is. But... Ooh, Steve's giving me this look. Okay.
But there's also the Apple users group in town, Apple Cider, which I happen to be president of.
Yes,
president,
okay.
President. We meet the second Wednesday of the month at East High, except for this month, which is our annual picnic next Wednesday. On Apple's own website, they have a technical library knowledge base where you can search for questions, and they have their own discussion groups also where you can post questions.
Not as interesting as ours, of course.
No, I tried their question thing. I'm very interested in purchasing one, and I just want to be sure of the compatibilities and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So check out our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y.
Yep.
And make sure that you get, when you join, make sure you tell us what city and state you're from.
Yeah, I've already signed up for that a long time ago.
Excellent. So go ahead and ask your questions, and don't forget to buy lots of merchandise from the store. We're going to take a break now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on America's longest-running computer call-in radio show, Soundbites, only at 1180 WHAM.
Nighttime radio will never be the same. Check out Michael Savage, weeknights on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Rochester's award-winning news team, the Wham! 5 o'clock News Hour. Glenn Lambert, Joe LaMonico, Alan Harris, Randy Corbin, Sherry Smith, Brad Davies, Susan Ashlott, recognized as the best by the Radio Television News Directors Association with the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. Dave Ross, Paul Harvey, The Technophile, The Western New York Business Report, The Wham! Highway Patrol, recapping a full day in under 60 minutes, The Wham! 5 o'clock News Hour.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
Jumbo shrimp are back at Red Lobster.
Pardon me, miss?
Yes, sir. How were your shrimp?
Oh, they were amazing. But can you please wrap this one up for me?
Sure, no problem. Get the big taste of jumbo shrimp for just $12.99 at Red Lobster. For a limited time, mix and match any two mouth-watering flavors. Crunch fried, crispy coconut, or savory scampi. Red Lobster. Go overboard.
Together. It's about that time of year when certain things jump to the top of the to-do list. Suddenly, last winter's jeans need surgery to become this year's cutoffs. Paperback mysteries demand close attention. And a stop at the store for some country time lemonade seems like a real good idea. Because now that lounging around, whistling a happy tune is job one. Well, you want to be sure that whistle is sufficiently wet.
What's up? What's up?
Wait on the
truck.
You're off on a
wire. Go, go, go!
Listen carefully. HBO presents an all-new dramatic series, The Wire.
Don't you play.
You know the rules? Hey, don't talk in the car.
How'd you get this on tape?
It's not tape. That's live, brother.
HBO's new dramatic series, The Wire, premieres Sunday, June 2nd at 10 p.m. 9 Central, only on HBO. Tap in.
Now if you're really hungry, listen to this jingle. Cause we're singing about new giant goldfish sandwich crackers with real peanut butter inside and a real smile on the outside. I'd go buy some right now if I weren't so busy singing. Yes, the crackers baked and not fried. Get ready, open real wide. Cause you're gonna love new giant goldfish sandwich crackers. The filling's kind of squishy. It's really quite delicious. The snack that smiles back goldfish.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Rob Linton is on the buttons. You are listening to Soundbites. And in just a half a second, you'll also be listening to Betty from Penfield. Welcome, Betty. What's your question?
When I try to open my email, I get an illegal operation and I can't open it.
Okay, what's your email program?
Microsoft Outlook Express.
Okay, and are you running any antivirus software?
Yes, I have the McAfee.
Is this opening the program or opening a specific message?
Well, I can open, I get up to the screen on the email, and then the cursor, and then it just brings up the illegal operation, and when I close out of it, I go back to my, it closes out of the program.
What version of Internet Explorer are you running?
4.0.
Aha. Uh-huh. Here's, you need to, what operating system are you running?
Pardon me?
What operating system are you running?
You mean like Frontier?
No, Windows...
Windows 98.
Okay, 98 or 98 SE?
98.
Okay, you need to upgrade your version of Internet Explorer. That will also bring you a newer version of Outlook Express, which should fix the problem you're having.
Okay.
Something, somewhere in Outlook's, one of their message files probably got corrupted along the way. And
right.
So that's why it's crashing, trying to open.
And the newer versions are more robust about mm-hmm. fixing that stuff.
No, I'm still going to be able to get on the Internet even though I can't open the email.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, the two are not that closely related.
Actually, okay, that's the question now. Can you currently get on the Internet with your web browser without if you don't open your email?
I'm not sure. I didn't try it.
Give that a try. That might indicate it's a deeper problem than just email.
Well, that's why I was asking. Again, a lot of folks are sitting there saying, yeah, they update, they run McAfee, but they check and they really haven't updated the DAT files.
Okay. And yeah. I can just go on the web and update this to 5.5.
Right. Well, you may have to upgrade to 6 at this point. They may not be offering 5.5 anymore. But what should happen is when you open up your... Well, what you can do is you can go up to the help menu, the tools menu, and click on Windows Update.
Uh-huh.
Or you can just go to Microsoft's website and look for the latest update that way.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our next caller is Dale from Avon. Welcome, Dale.
Welcome. Thank you. You have a good, very good show, and I enjoy it a lot.
Thank you so much.
I have a 98 Taurus that goes clunk, clunk, clunk every time I turn left.
Oh, what color is it?
It's white.
Then that's your problem. It's the white one. Don't turn left in the white one.
Okay. Only right.
Actually, I have two PCs. My older one's a Hewlett-Packard Pentium 3500. It's terribly constipated. It's got Windows 98 original edition. And I'm going to dump everything, reload it with Windows 2000. Same time I'm thinking about changing the CPU. Mm-hmm. But I see the motherboard is, the clock jumpers are already set to the maximum of 500 megacycles.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean I can't upgrade to a faster CPU?
You'd have to you're going to have to check the motherboard.
But he said that motherboard's jumpers are at their highest setting now.
But the thing that is, though, is if he gets a flash, they might be able to do different combinations, because some of the newer chips, even though they run faster, they run at different clock speeds that you might be able to do a different variation. You're going to have to go there to the motherboard manufacturer and see if they have a flash that might support some additional chips.
Well, he's talking about a BIOS flash, flashing BIOS to set up stuff.
And you might be able to just have to change a couple jumpers and go to a higher-end chip.
Now, I see the other thing is it has, I think this is a slot one, and I noticed in the literature that there were two different millimeter widths or something of slot 1, 18 and 25, so that also limits me, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. So you need to get all those ducks in a row before you even bother with the flash.
Sounds like too much work.
Well, you might want to think about upgrading the motherboard, too, because then you'll get the faster bus speeds, the faster everything.
Motherboard sounds like too much work.
Motherboard and CPU.
Okay.
Right. Sorry.
Hey, thank you.
Sure. Our next caller is Eric in his car. Eric, you're pulled over by the side of the road, right?
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
All right, fine. I have my cell phone on a hands-free in order to comply with the law.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I have a Dell dual Pentium 4800 running Windows XP that I had upgraded from Windows 2000.
Okay.
So obviously I'm running IE6, and actually frequently, two or three times a day, I use it a lot. I get a message from IE that said, IE had a problem and needs to shut down. Do you want me to report the problem to Microsoft?
Uh-huh.
I also occasionally get a report when I boot that the upgrade, when the IE, or the Windows upgrade, whatever it's called, utility, failed. I don't know if they're related or not.
What were you trying to upgrade when it failed?
Nothing. Just booting.
And maybe the automatic upgrade feature that looks on the net to see if it's upgrade now.
Wait a minute.
Right. It boots an upgrade monitor, right?
Right. One question. I just want to make it. It's a dual Pentium 4?
800. Dual Pentium 800.
Does XP really support dual Pentiums?
Oh, yeah. It's been supporting it on my machine since day one. The one you built for me.
No. What I'm saying, though, is professional versus home.
That's true. Do you have XP home or... No, but they both... The only real difference is in networking.
Okay.
All right, I'm running professional.
Okay. Yeah. You got a couple of things that could be going on here. First, it sounds like there are actual problems in your setup. You can't run SFC.
No. Well, you can, but what you got to do is you got to go to the command line.
Right, and run it from the command line.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a command line. If you go to a DOS prompt and run SFC, System File Checker, SFC, that may find some problems and fix them.
One thing, though, with SFC, you've got to give it some commands.
Right.
When you run it at the command... The best thing to do is go to run, type CMD, hit enter. That's going to open up a window, DOS window.
Right.
And type in SFC space... /?.
Okay.
And what that will show you is all the switches that you might have to type in depending on the information that you want to do.
Gotcha.
Okay? And follow those instructions. They're real simple instructions, and you can just type them on, and it'll go out and check for those files like Nick was saying.
And the good news is that Microsoft has announced there will be a Service Pack 1 for XP soon.
It's about time.
Hey, even it's past time if you ask me. Okay?
Yep.
Thanks.
It's not a real problem. It's just that it doesn't. I just have to close the window and.
Right. But hopefully we'll solve these irritations for you soon. We're going to take a quick break. Back in a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for?
and you don't qualify for the jobs you like, well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School, and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit elementkcenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education. Real opportunities.
What a wonderful town. We've had everything from the deluge to snow in the middle of May, but Rochester, being the wonderful town it is, just shrugs it off and says, love it when the sun shines. Love it when I get my fingers into the dirt. Love it when I can get out to Wayside Garden Center. I'll be there this weekend. They've got flats of annuals. That's 48 plants, thousands of colors in stock and ready to stick in your garden. All your favorites are there, plus some new ones that'll just knock your socks off. Don't know if it's just me, but when I see geraniums, I see summer. Wayside's got them in bud and in bloom, $1.99 each, $16.99 a dozen, plus bedding geraniums, full trays of 32 plants, just $19.99. There's 2,500 varieties of perennials in stock, and the Irish you love are on sale, $1 off each pot. The Wayside Nursery is fully stocked, and the azalea and rhododendrons are 25% off. Wayside Garden Center, 124 Pittsford Palmyra Road, just past Lollipop Farm, on the web at waysidegardencenter.com, and we're open every day at 8:30.
Using a bandsaw to slice meatloaf is a waste of energy. Hair that's blow-dried big enough to obscure someone's view in a theater is a thoughtless waste of energy. Replacing an old appliance with an Energy Star-rated model is an excellent use of energy. Washing your cat in a washing machine is a waste of energy, and it erodes trust between you and the cat. Elevator music is not worth the electricity it takes to play it. Doing laundry mornings, evenings, or weekends is a wise use of energy. Using an electric toothbrush to scrub your car is an obsessive-compulsive waste of energy. Setting your hamster on a turntable to see if he gets nauseous is an immature waste of energy. Controlling your air conditioner with a timer or programmable thermostat is a commendable use of energy. Running your air conditioner full blast to chill a Beaujolais Nouveau is definitely wasteful. Visiting GetEnergySmart.org for money-saving tips is a highly intelligent use of energy.
Hi, this is Regis Philbin. Like so many others, I felt the terrible loss associated with cancer, having lost my Uncle Mike to cancer many years ago. In his memory, I'm working with the American Cancer Society to tell you about an opportunity that offers a bigger return than you ever imagined. It's called the American Cancer Society Gift Annuity. In return for your gift, depending upon your age, you'll receive attractive fixed payments of 6 to 12% annually and a sizable charitable deduction. But more importantly, your gift goes to the American Cancer Society. They've funded groundbreaking research that has led to discoveries like the Pap smear and bone marrow transplants. So with your help, we'll save more and more of the people that mean so much to us. People like my Uncle Mike. To find out more, simply call 1-800-ACS-1885. That's 1-800-ACS-1885. There's no obligation, so call now.
Minimum age 60, not an investment nor insurance. Offered by American Cancer Society, Eastern Division Incorporated, or American Cancer Society Incorporated, depending on your state.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Redis and Rob Litton on the buttons, or near the buttons at any rate at this moment. And we're talking to Shirley from Webster. Welcome, Shirley. What's your question?
Yeah, Nick. I talked to you last night. I was telling you I was trying to install PrintArtist and got the red X.
Oh, right.
Okay, I've got past that now. Now I'm getting a program error, INTEGER, divide by zero. What does that mean?
Something went wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
what that means is when you installed it, it then tries to run itself.
Well, it hasn't completely installed yet. I'm still trying to do that.
Okay, then the problem is in the installer itself. Is this a CD that you got, or is this...
No, it's a CD, and also I had talked to Tech and it periodically comes up and says something about the CD-ROM being dirty. Now, can that be a problem?
I was just about to say, what it may well be is that there's something wrong with either the CD itself or what it sounds like in your case, the CD-ROM drive.
Okay, because I have installed some other software within the last half an hour since that, and they installed okay, but... should I clean that CD-ROM?
You shouldn't do it often, but it sounds like it wouldn't hurt to do it this once.
Yeah, like, I've never done it.
You can get disc cleaners, and you can also get drive cleaners. They're like $10, $15 each.
Yeah, right. And so you can get a cleaner for the drive itself, and you put this... what you get is a special disc with a little brush on it, and maybe a little oil or... cleaner spray thing, and you put it on there and you try to read the disc, and what that does is whip it around and clean off the lens a little bit.
Yep. Now, if it has some slight marks on the CD, would that...
Absolutely could be a problem.
You can get what they call scratch remover.
And that's the disc cleaner and disc scratch remover that Steve was also mentioning. So there's one for the drive itself, which cleans the lens, and then there's another device that actually cleans the discs and removes the scratches.
Maybe it's the CD, then.
It's very possible.
It's the rest of it installed. Okay, thanks. Enjoy your program.
Thank you so much. Our next caller is Tara. Is it Tara or Tara?
Tara will do.
Tara will do from Rochester. Thank you, Tara.
Hey, you guys. It's nice to talk to you. Your show is a lot of fun and informative and very much appreciated.
Well, God bless you, Tara. Love to hear that.
Well, I have a question. I have a Dell computer. It's about a year and a half old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using it the other day. It was working fine. I shut it off about an hour later, went back to use it. And the T and the Y key on the keyboard won't do anything now, or the tab key. And the T and the Y are right next to each other.
Yeah,
so is this something like, do you go in and get that fixed, or do you go just bite the bullet and get a new keyboard? Or?
What you can do, just to, you know, first save you some money, is first test, you know, if you've got another keyboard around the house.
No, I don't.
Or you can borrow one from a friend.
Okay.
And just try plugging their keyboard into here, because keyboards, for the most part, are pretty universal.
Mm-hmm.
And try it out there just to make sure that, you know... It's
not the computer.
The other thing to try is a vacuum cleaner and try to suck out anything that might have fallen down the keyboard and prevent the keys from being pushed.
You know, I have a dog in the house, had the windows open because it's been warm lately, so I thought about that, and I probably did a bad thing, but I opened up the keyboard, and I thought, well, if it was dog hair and dusty or cruddy in there, I didn't spill anything on it, so I opened it up, and there was nothing but a little bit of dust in there, and I put it back together, and it's still the same way. The T and the Y and the tab key don't work.
I would first try borrowing somebody else's. You only need it for like 5 minutes or less. Try it out, and if that doesn't work, you can go over and get another keyboard for $10.
So it's probably not worth to take it in and have it fixed.
A decent keyboard is maybe $50, but you can get a keyboard for $10.
Right. But even if you spend the $50 to get something you're really comfortable
with,
not a big deal.
They're not worth fixing.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you more than $50 to even have somebody look at it to fix it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. It was odd, though, because it was working fine, and then the next time I used it, nothing, you know?
Well, that's the way they work. That's how it happens.
There are a couple of viruses that turn off your vowels. So that might be something to look at.
I think it was weird because the T and the Y are right next to each other. Yeah. So I thought maybe something.
It could be also static electricity.
Okay.
That happens. But I got to tell you, I love somebody who's willing to take their keyboard apart. God bless you, Tara. That's what we love to hear.
I was very careful.
Good for you.
All right.
Okay, guys, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Our next caller
is the sweetest.
Joe from Buffalo. Welcome, Joe. What's your question?
Howdy.
Hi there.
I put Red Hat Linux 7.3 on my PC.
Right.
And in that is Mozilla.
Right.
And I went to run a Java applet that was on the net, and it told me to go to Sun and download that and install it. And it looked like the install completed. It's just that now Java doesn't, it seems to load the applet, but then the browser does nothing. I mean, have you guys ever...
Here's the deal. When you load Java, and I'm not sure which version they're going to fix this in, but sometimes you don't actually get the Java executable. You don't get the executable anywhere in your path that normally, it looks for stuff in. So it starts to load it.
Okay.
Right. So what you want to do is go to something like user/bin.
Yeah.
and create a link to where the Java actually is.
Oh, yeah, because that's in everybody's path all the time.
Exactly.
Oh, good hint. Okay, and
so
I got...
You just create a symbolic link there. If you know how to do that, you're done.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
There you go.
And for the guy that called in earlier that
yes?
had the NT4, he said he had a driver or service that didn't start.
Yeah.
He should be able to just go in the event viewer, and most drivers or services, they'll throw an event into the event viewer, and it'll tell exactly which one failed.
And if it doesn't, you can change the preferences in the event viewer to make it
right, post-event. Right, to make it tell you which one, yep, yep.
Yep.
Excellent thought.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Joe, you can also tell whether or not Java is in the path by at a terminal prompt typing which space Java.
Oh, yeah.
And it should come back and say no Java found.
Oh, okay.
And good, then you and then thing. It'll even give you the path, and then you can figure out, you know, pick one of those directories and put it in there.
No, it comes back and says, you want cream and sugar in your Java?
Stop it. Okay, thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No, I want latte.
I can't believe I answered that question. Thank God he already knew how to do symbolic links, because I couldn't remember the LN space.
Yeah, I can see it sitting there wondering.
And I would have figured it out. But our next caller, Brian from Honey Eye Falls. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hi, guys. I got a P3 550 with 194, I think, memory.
Okay. Yeah.
A 128 to 64.
Yeah.
At 192, I guess.
192, yeah.
It's for a long time. It's been slow on boot up. Not just slow, but it's like something's tied up. Like you know the sound that you play when it opens Windows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The big like orchestral chord kind
yep.
of thing. That actually cuts in and out.
Yeah. What version of Windows are you running?
98, second edition.
Are you on a network?
No, we have DSL.
Well, that's a network.
That's a network.
Yeah.
What may be happening is that during boot up, it's looking to connect to a network, particularly if you have Microsoft client for networks loaded, and it's waiting for the network connection to start.
Okay.
If you should be on demand dial-up, so it should connect through, but if it's a slow connect on your DSL, that may be what's causing the problem, because when it boots up, it looks for the network, and it's very patient.
You also might want to check the things that are in your startup group and your startup folders in the MS config to see if you have a lot of things trying to start up, so that while it looks like the machine is ready and running, there's still TSRs and there's still programs that are still loading. So while that sound is trying to play, if another file is trying to load, another file is trying to load, you know, things like Norton Antivirus, Norton Firewall, anything in your taskbar.
Also in the BIOS, if he's got in there, since it's a P3, there is a feature in there called Wake on Land. And if that's enabled, disable it.
Okay,
give that stuff a try.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Brian. Our next caller, Ralph from Pittsburgh. Welcome, Ralph. What's your question?
Hi. I'm running Windows XP, and I have a problem with Internet Explorer. I try to go into Excite, and it says that my cookies or JavaScript is not enabled.
Right.
And then it tells you to go in and to go to your Internet options and do that. I go to the privacy label, and I go to the websites.
Right.
And say edit.
Right.
And I tried to put in www.excite.com and press allow, and then I get Internet Explorer error. It says, do you want to send the error report to...
What it sounds like is you've actually got a corrupted version of Internet Explorer.
That's what I thought.
Your best bet is to download a new version from Microsoft's website and simply reinstall it over itself.
Mm-hmm.
That should do.
Yeah.
That you might want to save out your favorites folder first,
mm-hmm.
Which is under Documents and Settings.
Yeah.
Your name, you know where it is. Save that out just in case. It shouldn't overwrite it, but you never know.
It's Windows.
So do that, then reinstall, and that should fix whatever your problem is.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just didn't know if anybody else had this type of problem.
Well, you know, we're all waiting for the service pack.
Uh-huh.
Is where it stands. You know, the general wisdom is that Microsoft gets it right on the first service pack. So, That's where that goes. And that sound tells me that we are done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Reticent Romlet, for keeping us kosher on the buttons and everything else. And for those of you who really need to get a hold of us, you can certainly go into the Soundbites forums at soundbites.org. Or you can check us out next Friday night on
Our News.
Our News, thank you very much.
Cable Channel 9.
Six Talks, Cable Channel 9 in Rochester. And for those of you who are patient, you can wait till next Saturday. We will be right back here on WHAM 1180. Or, of course, in between that, you have the archives. I'm Nick Francesco, and for everybody else, I want to thank you for yet another wonderful week on Soundbites.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.